Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Loads of news happening around the country this week that just didn't quite make the national headlines. Maybe you might have missed it. Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter, is with me in studio to tell us all about it. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all now. All set for the weekend?
Yeah, I've no plans on, actually. I've nothing
no
on.
Plans.
You anything on?
I'm going to the Style Awards tonight. The VIP
oh, the
Style
VIP
Awards.
Ones?
Obviously, I'm not a nominee. You don't need to point it out.
I know my invite got lost in the post.
It did. You can come with me.
Well, I even have a shirt on today. Definitely go.
You're old. Tell us about this chaos story in Kerry.
Yeah, so now apparently the rain is supposed to return this evening, by the way.
Oh,
but I know people have been flat out in their gardens and going to the seaside and things like that. The rain is to return. There is some hope for early June, though, so bear with it. But it never rains in Kerry also. That's what people say in Kerry, that there never rain there. Lovely sunshine. So if you are in Kerry or you're going to Kerry and fancy going to the beach, you have to be careful, particularly around Inch Beach. Which, by the way, is one of my favourite beaches in Ireland. I don't know if you've
never
ever been.
No.
It's gorgeous. Inch, Curraghcloe and Keane Bay. They're my three favourite beaches. Although you have some fine beaches in Donegal too.
We do.
Anyway, traffic congestion and vehicles have had to be towed from sand at Inch Beach, causing mayhem last Saturday. So if you remember, last Saturday was gorgeous and the beach was packed. But there are reports of a bus getting stuck at one of the main approach roads to the beach, which caused huge traffic delays. And then on top of that, several other vehicles had to be towed from the beach when their cars sunk in the sand. Now, I have to say, the one downside of Inch Beach is that you can drive on it, which I hate. I just don't like the idea of cars driving on beaches at all.
You won't like Rosniola Beach then?
I've been to Rosniola as well.
It's driven
on Rosniola, but I do think it ruins the beach in my view. But there is a section of the main beach in Inch that's regularly used as a car park, but they're getting stuck in the sand. So it's raising concern. Also, too, if ambulances need to get to an emergency.
Oh, completely, yeah.
It's very, very difficult, particularly when cars are being stuck in the sand. So local Fine Gael councillor Tommy Griffin says because there's a lack of parking at Inch Beach, it happens quite frequently the cars are getting stuck in the sand, and he wants Kerry County Council to provide the necessary facilities. And he's also advising motorists to be extra careful when driving on Inch Beach. You have to be aware of the soft sand because this is not the first time this has happened.
Ilan Pipes, what's the connection with Clare?
Yes, so a sad story, but with a happy ending, thank God. There was a public appeal to find Ilan Pipes that were stolen. And it was stolen from a woman's car, who's a musician, while her brother was dying in University Hospital Limerick. So Siobhan Hogan is a piper from Cara Finn, where all good pipers are from, living in Galway City. And she shared a post on social media explaining that someone stole her Ilan Pipes while her brother was in ICU in UHL.
God.
So just a nightmare upon
desperate
nightmare. And then loads of people shared this on social media. Word quickly spread among the musician community. The Ilan Pipes, they reckon, are worth €8,500. They're in a very fancy black wooden case. However, the pipes were handed back in to the UHL A&D department, and they reckon whoever stole them thought that they might be tools when they robbed them from the car. And when they opened the case, they obviously saw these are Ilan pipes, not tools. So they reckon then someone might have dumped them in the bushes at the hospital. Now, as Siobhan says, I'll never know who took them or who left them in A&E. All I know is that they were definitely stolen from the boot of my car, and she's hoping a good person brought them in. Thankfully, no damage to the pipes. And Siobhan hopes to play them for her brother's month's mind mass. So as I say, a sad story, but at least with a happy ending, thank God.
Yeah, like that would have been absolutely desperate if they hadn't been located, you know.
And worth a lot of money as well.
Yeah, big time. What's the Tipperary Wimbledon connection?
Yes, very big news for one Tipperary woman. Now, I actually know of this woman. Her name is Paula Stakelum, and she's known as Paula's Pastry, but she's based at Ashford Castle in Mayo, and she does the most incredible handmade chocolates you'll ever have. They are delicious.
Trust you to know what at Ashford Castle.
Well, when I stayed in Ashford Castle, the chocolates were in the room when you arrived.
Ah.
But then when they do their turn down service at night, they also leave your chocolates
on
the pillow. But these chocolates are phenomenal. So Paula is just a phenomenon, and it's no surprise to hear that this summer she's bringing an Irish flair to Wimbledon, because Paula is going to showcase some of her finest creations courtside at Wimbledon. Do you know the VIP box where Meghan Markle might go, or David Beckham?
Right.
Her chocolates are going to be handed out.
Oh, amazing.
Chocolates and pastries. So she's treating them to four exquisite afternoon tea pastries. One is designed like Wimbledon Court. One is strawberries and cream, which obviously is synonymous with Wimbledon. She also has one that's done as a tennis ball. It's a take on the iconic peach Melba. And she has a legend chocolate exclusively created by Paula. There's a rich milk chocolate tasting experience, and it's called a legend and leaves a lasting impression. So if you're going to Wimbledon, expect to see an Irish flair this year.
Yeah, and or if you're going to Ashford Castle yourself, you might get it at the turndown service.
It's a great shop there as well.
Yeah, there's some amazing Irish chocolatiers around the country, and isn't there? It's fantastic.
It's an art the way they do it, because they're handmade. Yeah. It just looks stunning and tasty.
They're a very heavy or rich sweet, typically. You know, you might only have one or two. Yeah.
You would need a whole box of them now, one or two. You'll Never Walk Alone, which is obviously the big Liverpool anthem.
Yeah.
And we're going to Roscommon for our next story. A very big week for one Roscommon boy, Harry Fleming from Castlereagh, who held the hand of his idol Mo Salah at Anfield before Liverpool's 3-2 defeat to Brighton on Monday night. The result wasn't great, obviously, because they lost, but for him, he won't care about that. He's been a Liverpool fan from the cradle. Harry's aged 10, and last year he made a trip to Anfield for his birthday and he did the stadium tour, but he was selected to be a Liverpool mascot. And it was a huge surprise. How it happened was, in March, his dad took out membership of Liverpool FC, and then one day, an email lands in that Tom's son, Harry, had been invited to be a mascot for Liverpool's clash with Brighton on the 19th of May. And they waited until he came home from school to tell him the news.
So he was in school, and
his mum said, we waited until that evening. They put on a match, and the little mascots came on the telly. And they said, God, Harry, wouldn't that be great if this was ever you? And next thing, they gave him the letter, and apparently he couldn't talk for 20 minutes. So before they knew it, they're all on their way to Anfield, and his mum says to see Harry walk onto Anfield from some of the best seats in the house was quite the experience, but it was all the more special because he got to meet Mo Salah, who's an all-time great and his absolute idol.
His favourite, yeah.
Harry says that I looked up on the screen and then I was in a bit of shock. I realised I was so excited. I was walking out with my favourite player. So dreams do come true.
There you go. I always think that's lovely when you see the kids go nice, you know, with the supporting their favourite team or whatever.
And especially if the player is nice to them and engaged with them.
Very cute. Yeah. Finally.
So we're going to Cork for our last story and a bit of fun to end on, because a well-known Cork pub has extended the olive branch to a woman who robbed their sign. And unfortunately,
she robbed the sign.
She robbed the sign, right? And then a clip of her robbing the sign and bringing it back went viral this week. Cork PO has this story that a young German woman who was visiting Cork was enjoying a few pints at Ford's Bar in Cork, and she decided to borrow a famous sign from the bar. The bar has a Tato sandwich sign. So obviously they sell Tato sandwiches.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
And they have that advertised. She woke up the next morning and felt a little guilty, so she returned to the pub with the sign.
Ah, fair play to her.
And the staff were thrilled, obviously, but they said, we can't let her off that easy. So they filmed her being given a rousing reception as both staff and patrons gently ribbed her for the thievery. Now, so the sign is back safe and well on the counter, but the staff put together a goodie bag for her for being such a good sport.
Ah, fair play to
the whole thing. And they got a t-shirt designer from Pure Cork. He made a lovely t-shirt for her and made her a card. And they say that they want to thank everyone for viewing the video, and we hope to see you soon. And as Cork PO says, it's a lovely gesture from Ford's, and a great way to turn what could have been a single embarrassing event into a funny memory from the woman's trip to Cork. The woman's name is Freya, and I don't think that's the last time she'd be in Cork City.
No, and fair play to the gang at Ford's as well. Yeah. They handled that very well.
Absolutely. And listen, people do these things on nights out. They rob traffic
cones.
Oh, sure,
I'm not
signs.
Going to say I happened to not sign in my own childhood bedroom from early days.
Caution, going road crossing signs.
No cones or shopping trolleys. Just maybe an odd sign. Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter, back 6 o'clock Monday morning. Shane, thanks a million.
Thank you. Good luck at the Style Awards tonight. I hope you win.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator, now only $999. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.